Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
This week we welcome Ronaldo Dames to the podcast. He's known as Ray D. He has a style that incorporates multiple genres, everything from gospel to rap, hip-hop, R&B, pop, even reggae, and he delivers it in one of the smoothest, sweetest voices you'll hear anywhere. His debut album was released in January 2019, No Failing Faith, and he'll tell us how multiple award nominations from right across the country has impacted Ray D and possibly his future. To get us started from the album, No Failing Faith, this is Better in Time, Ray D on Atlantic Access.
Ashamed to rock the name, I'm working faithfully. Martin Luther King, yeah, I'm walking peacefully. Sunsets on the beach, yeah, that's my serenity. Just know I'm in this thing to win it. Don't go slow, can I keep up with the spirit? Amen, says so. Declare it and believe it, the meek shall inherit the earth. I'm waiting on my riches. See, I know I'm destined to be royalty. Even in Espanol, the name Ray means king. Don't get it twisted, though, I know who I'm praising. Whether in the highs or lows, I bow down to the King of Kings. One time for the living king living in me. Two times for me walking in my destiny. Three times for this grace and mercy following me. All the days, all the days, all the days of my life. One time for the living king living in me. Two times for me walking in my destiny. Three times for this grace and mercy following me. All the days, all the days, all the days of my life. I'm about to go deeper still, drowning in temptations when I was made to conquer it. Falling far from grace cause I didn't wanna ask for help. I was prideful, didn't wanna speak on how I felt. Come on, somebody pray for me, time to let go of all my insecurities, ready for this growth. Whether physical or spiritual, mind over mind, I want the life that's eternal. Come on, I got some problems, but I cannot let that bother me. The rent's due and more bills are coming next week. But yet I rise, I thank God for living every day. Not in the grave, here on purpose, so I gotta say. One time for the living king living in me. Two times for me walking in my destiny. Three times for this grace and mercy following me. All the days, all the days, all the days of my life. One time for the living king living in me. Living in me, two times for me walking in my destiny, three times for this grace and mercy following me. All the days, all the days, all the days of my life. Put me in the ring with the enemy. 12 rounds ready, no gloves. I got my sword and shield. No matter what you're covering lies, just know the truth reveals. I've taken on quite a bit of hurt, but now it's time to heal. No weapon from the gates we shall prosper. No, no weapon from the gates we shall prosper. No, no weapon from the gates we shall prosper. No, I said it three times for me, myself, and I. One time for the living king living in me. Two times for me walking in my destiny. Three times for this grace and mercy following me. All the days, all the days, all the days of my life. One time for the living king living in me. Two times for me walking in my destiny. Three times for this grace and mercy following me. All the days, all the days, all the days of my life. Hey, all the days of my life. All the days of my life. All the, come on, sing it. All the days of my life. Hey, all the days of my life. Hey, hey, a one time, one time. Hey, a two time, two times. Hey, a three time, three times. All the days, all the days, all the days of my life.
Living King back to back with Better in Time. That's Ray D on Atlantic Access. How's your day going?
Hey, it's going pretty good, man. Going pretty good. Taking in the day, you know?
You have probably one of the smoothest singing voices I've ever heard. Is this something that you work on, or is this something you just kind of discovered one day?
First of all, thank you so much. I've never had any professional training, but growing up, so I'm originally from the Bahamas. Growing up there, I always used to be in the school choirs, sometimes doing events, you know, like at the church and stuff. So music has always been in me and kind of been singing at a young age, and just grew, keep growing up until now to where I know I wanted to eventually become my own artist, be able to record singles on my own, do an album. Trying to work on it the last few years and try to continue to get better at it. Like it's something that I always just want to improve, to get a little better each day if I can. And, you know, listen to people who inspire me and try to emulate and then try to create my own voice.
So who are the voices that have inspired you to this point?
It's such a mixture, what I feel like. I definitely love Bob Marley in terms of what he produces and the passion you can hear in his voice. Luther Vandross, Donnie McClurkin, some new artists, Jonathan McReynolds, who's been a lot of like the R&B influences, like especially Boyz II Men, Brian McKnight, and it's so much more. Like if we're here, I'll be naming artists all day.
Fair to say that every voice you've heard possibly has influenced you in some way.
Honestly, it has. Honestly, it definitely has.
You've been in the Maritimes now about a dozen years. You mentioned you're from the Bahamas.
I am.
Yeah. Well, what is it about the Maritimes here in Canada that keeps you plugged in?
Honestly, I love the atmosphere, the people, everything. It's very friendly. Hey, I should say on the East Coast in the Atlantic, because I've been to Toronto a few times. It's different. It's not like the people won't be friendly, but they're not open to say, hey, good morning. If you're in the elevator, they not talk to me, that type of face. But if you're here, you know, you're driving past, somebody will even wave to you, or if you're just walking, a good morning to you. Like, it's the small little difference that counts, and that hospitality, what I really have enjoyed, and it's been peaceful for me over here. So I spent 8 years in Halifax and a little over 4 years now in Woodstock, New Brunswick.
You have a new single that will make its official debut later in March, Loyal. Tell us about the song.
So this song is, I'm working on a new EP album. The album is going to be called Broken Hearted, But I Will Heal. And so I just wanted to combine a lot of stuff that's been on the hard things I have gone through, and just to be able to express that out coming in this new EP. So Loyal is a mixture of feelings towards friends, family, and those who possibly could have been like my, like romantic partners, loved ones. That's when I actually co-wrote this with Carlton Stone and Kaylee O'Connor. Last month I drove to Halifax and we got to work on some things, and they're some great songwriters and artists in themselves. And the three of us were just like circling in his living room. I was at the piano, one was walking, and we wrote this song. Even though sometimes if you fall off from somebody, where it's a friend or family member, in terms of that closeness, I'm showing that even if we don't really talk as much anymore, that I'll still be loyal to the end. So it was awesome doing that co-writing session with them.
So it's your first writing collaboration?
Yes, it is. It is my first writing collaboration in terms of the way I did about that. This was the first song that I did where we kind of wrote it together from the start.
So let's give it a spin. This is Ray D and the new single Loyal on Atlantic Access.
Loyal, loyalty, still loyalty for everything you've ever done for me. I'm happy, happy for you. I'm happy that you found somebody else to tell your secrets to. Shambles, living in the stone age. Call me Flintstones, Barney Rubble, and I took on so many losses, thought that I would never win. But God said victory today is mine through him, so I let him in. He's my rock, my fortress, my shield. Never ending love, I will yield. There's so much grace surrounding me and him, I got to believe. When the enemy tries to deceive and tells me I can proceed, I just rebuke him in the name and tell him, yes indeed, I have authority. Oh yes, I have authority. I called it being blessed instead of saying I am lucky. And when I'm walking through the valley, I know God is with me, and in his presence
question, it's not a question. Love me through it all, every time I fall. Answer when I call, your love is so unconditional. You took my sin and nailed it on the cross. Yeah, my flesh was running deep in debt, but you paid the cost. Yeah, now I'm flying high and I got you as my boss. Yeah, no more teeter-totter, tick-a-tock, my will I toss. Yeah, you're a good, good father, that's who you are. I'll tell it all around the world that you the star. Love undeserving, like salt I'm preserving. Victory on Calvary, love me in spite of me.
You know what I did, you know what I thought, you know what I said, but you love me through it all. Good God, hey. Good God, oh. Good God, hey. Good God, oh. You know what I did, you know what I thought, you know what I said, but you love me through it all. Good God, hey. Good God, oh. Good God, hey. Good God, oh.
Yes, I realize in this life you have some growing pains, hey. But even when I have my sad days, help me not complain, hey. I'll keep pressing forward, whether through the sun or rain, hey. And in the meantime, I'll just go and sing this song of praise.
Praise is what I do to bring me close to you. Every battle that I fought, you always brought me through. Let me work my fate like Job who went against the odds. When things are bad,
that's Good God with Ray D and the album No Failing Faith on Atlantic Access. And tell us about the album. You know, it's got a lot of attention and it certainly came with a lot of praise for your work. Nominated a whole bunch of times and a bunch of awards credited to you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's honestly been, I can say, an awesome year because I released it just a year ago in January 2019. And since releasing the album, a lot of people have connected to it, you know, like say which songs are their favorite, which ones have touched them. My first single I released in September 2017 called Holy Hand, I already knew I wanted to have an album called No Failing Faith. I wanted to express myself in different ways of genres that I enjoy. So everything is on this album. Everything that I enjoy, from pure gospel, traditional gospel, to rap hip-hop songs, to R&B popish songs going on, and including reggae songs as well. So I just wanted it to be a blend that people can enjoy, almost getting a different vibe of the song as they progress through the album. And at the end of the day, just be able to express having that no failing faith. I want to be authentic for those who are able to listen, those who enjoy it. All the music I have may not be for everybody, but I hope that, you know, some people who have enjoyed it and being able to take it in, that has led to a couple, multiple nominations at the Brunswick Awards. I didn't win any, but it gave me some nice recognition. As I'm traveling to BC in a month, the GMA Covenant Awards, and I'm nominated for 3 awards there. And then I got 2 nominations for the ECMA. So it was awesome to be included in a field of so many great artists. And I'm also nominated for African Nova Scotia Music Awards, and I'm nominated for Artist of the Year. I'm just honestly grateful for the opportunities that has progressed from since I released the album last year, to being able to perform at multiple festivals, different gigs, all around, for people to take it in as who I am. And one thing from the album to one thing to performing, and I love it both. To put in all this work for the album and to see what happens of it is just like, you know, it shows that, you know, like hard work doesn't go undone. And
well, some powerful validation that has come your way with those nominations. And the flash possibly doesn't mean that much, but the validation must still be important to you.
You know what it is, because, you know, I make it for, even though I'm enjoying doing, making the music for myself, it touches my heart when there's someone out there who wasn't thinking about when it happened. They come to me and say, you know, this song really touched me. I like what you did, what you're doing with the album, what it means to me, and stuff like that. And that, it like touches me every time, because I'm like, wow, I'm able to inspire this person in a certain way. It definitely still keeps me humble, because like I never thought I would see this day of reaching this point. And I just want to continue to keep working on, continue to get better along in my songwriting, my producing capabilities, and everything, and just keep growing each day. So I'm just, I'm happy while on this journey that people get to enjoy and to see what I come up with next.
So your live shows are pretty special also. It's a very heart-to-heart experience. And a big part of your show, I think, is the Bob Marley medley that you do. The musical honesty and the way that you present that medley just gives it a whole new spirit, it seems.
Oh, man, that means a lot. Thank you.
So we dug up the YouTube video for it, and we're going to spin it here. It's quite special. Oh, I think it'll be a highlight. I think a lot of people will really enjoy it. So,
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Ray D, for this.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it, and get to talk to you soon.
So this is Ray D with his Bob Marley medley on Atlantic Access.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. Yeah, Ray D coming at you, bringing to you this Bob Marley medley. Come on, wave your hands. Hey, wave your hands. Come on, come on. So don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Come on and sing. Don't worry, hey, about a thing. Come on, because every little thing is gonna be alright. Alright, let me hit you with this. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitch by my doorstep, hey, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying, this is my message to you. Come on, come on. So don't worry, hey, about a thing. Come on, come on. Because every little thing is gonna be alright. Saying don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is gonna be alright. Come on, switch it up now. Here we go. Come on.
One love.
Yes, we are about to bring love and unity.
One
love
heart.
Drives out hate. Just
let's
one nation standing up together.
Together.
Come on, we can do this.
Feel
come on,
right.
Come on. Hear the children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Come on, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright. Saying, let's get together and feel alright. Oh, let them all pass all their dirty remarks.
One love.
There is one question I'd really love to ask.
One soul.
Is there a place for the hopeless sinner who has hurt all mankind, just to save his own? Believe me, come on, one love.
One heart.
Come on, say, let's get together and feel alright. As it was in the beginning,
one love.
So shall it be in the
one
end.
Heart.
Come on and say,
give
thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright. Saying, let's get together and feel alright. Give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright. Saying, let's get together and feel alright. My faith was fading like footprints in the sand. I wanted to give up, but you had a plan. You spoke a life into me, even when I fell spiritually. It was right then I knew I was redeemed.
And I know that sometimes I fell from your grace, yeah. But I thank you for the mercy you've shown. It was favor that got me through to this point, yeah. And when people ask how all I can say
is he brought me through it. He never let me down. Provided every need I had. The greatest love I found. He brought me through it. My peace in the storm. Gave me new life abundantly when I thought I lost it all.
There were times when I couldn't understand. I should have been dead, yet here I stand, yeah. You created me not to walk by my side. But still I tried it. I was wrong and you were right.
And I know that sometimes I fell from your grace.
Oh, yes, I
but
do.
I thank you for the mercy you've shown.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
It was favor that got me through to this point. And when people ask how all I can say, he brought me through it. He never let me down. Provided every need I had. The greatest love I found. He brought me through it. My peace in the storm. Gave me new life abundantly when I thought I lost it all. Oh, storm gave me new life abundantly when I thought I lost it all. He brought me through it. He never let me down. Provided every need I had. The greatest love I found. He brought me through it. My peace in the storm. Gave me new life abundantly when I thought I lost it all. Gave me new life abundantly when I thought I lost it all. Gave me new life abundantly when I thought I lost it all.
That's Ray D and the song Brought Me Through from the album No Failing Faith on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division. Check out entertainmentplus.ca for more. This week's bonus track is from 180, a contemporary Christian artist in New Brunswick who is excited to announce an ECMA celebration concert that's coming to the Wesleyan Celebration Center. 180 returns to Moncton with his ECMA and Covenant Award-nominated album Ventilation that will feature DJ Shade and Dance Creations. From that album, this is Have Mercy, our bonus track this week on Atlantic Access.
I know y'all been missing that truth, too. with no sleep. Facing my problems, but scared to go deep. I done lived so many lies, don't even know what truth is. And failed so many times, I guess my heart is ruthless. The proof is in the pudding, or so they say. It's like I wanna do good, but got a 5-second delay. Okay, I know what I believe in is true, but that ain't meaning everything that I'm believing I do. I mean, I know what the words say. My application is flawed. I pray hard that my heart will get thawed. I know God has a plan for my life, but I can't even seem to be a decent man for my wife. Wanna live like the people I see do, but sin is a reality. I blame it on my stubborn personality. Change gon' come, I was told by Sam Cooke. The outlook admittedly has gotten the boys shook. So
every day I send a prayer up into the sky, waiting for an answer. Every night I pray that God will forgive me of my sins.
Lord have mercy.
Guess who's back with a new lease, a few beats, and a hunger to deliver some heat. I had some demons to face, but now I'm back and on track and ready to deliver every sliver of cold fact. I mean, the heart is deceitful, was always talking up a good game and reaching the people. A message was delivered with each rhyme, but I was tearing down my witness every minute of screen time. It seems fine on the surface, yeah. You ever meet somebody living life but not with a purpose? You tell them all the stories you were told by God's grace, but meanwhile you're sliding like you're walking on ice skates. It feels fake, but homie, don't be deceived. The devil tells us lots of lies, but what you gonna believe? Believe that God will use you despite your flaws. He'll keep lifting you and cleaning you and answering calls. That's why
every day I send a prayer up into the sky, waiting for an answer.
If I deserve to be on this platform, but then I get reminded why I'm drilling this rap form. Nobody wants to talk about the things that cause hurt, but I'll work to build this kingdom up till my paws hurt. The game has lost a lot of honesty. That's cause we treat this like a game, I guess, and not like an artistry. It's time for us to really choose what team we gon' play for, and check to see what others are mistaking our faith for. Is it possible we're fighting the wrong fight amongst each other so we see who sounds more right? But meanwhile, the world around us going to hell and taking us along with it, and we can't even tell. I say we, cause no, I'm also talking to me. I know somebody needs to hear this so they can be free. God loves us, he knows our consequences to hurt, but he accepts us even though we never cleaned up our sin first. So
every day I send a prayer up into the sky, waiting for an answer. Maybe the Lord will forgive me of my sins.
Lord have mercy.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.